Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Samech Gimel. We are up to Siv Gimel. We are on the second line of page 438. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Mavui Shiyeshlo Shalosh Mechitzos, a Mavui that has three walls, Uparutz mitzad revi'i, and the fourth side is open. So hitiru belechi, they mattered such a mavui to carry inside with a lechi. Now, if you look at diagram number 12, you see exactly what we're talking about here. A mavui is an alleyway that has different chatzeros open to it. There are three walls. The fourth side you could matter with a lechi. Where does the lashon lechi come from? So says the Rama Pirish Targum HaKeresh HaEchad. The targum of the words of the Torah that say HaKeresh HaEchad, one beam, is Lucha Chada, is one lechi. So that's a lashon of a lechi. It's a lashon of a beam. So you could be matter the fourth side with a lechi Sheavyo V'Rachbo Kol Shehu, where the thickness and the width could be the smallest amount. Sheyamidenu bePesach Hamavui, you place it like in the picture by the opening of the Mavui, V'yeh Govo Asar Tfachim, and it has to have a height, this lechi, of 10 Tfachim. Umikol Dover Sheyasenu Kosher, any material that you make the lechi out of, it's going to be kosher. Afilu Mibali Chayim, even if you make it out of animals. As long as you tie it there with ropes, to the walls of the mavui, the yisedo sheyotzim and aksalim, onto the pegs that stick out of the walls, the inyan sheino yachalir boats, in such a way that the animal will not be able to crouch down. In order that the height of this lechi will not be less than 10 tefachim, so you tie the animal there and you're good to go. The Rama says, "Vafilu kosher sham adam nami havilachi." Even if you tie a person there, that also will be a good lachi. So says the Mishaburis of Katan Yudgimel Hitiru Belachi. So he said, "The mavui on the fourth side, you could be matir with a lechi kolshu." Now we discussed yesterday that when you have the fourth side of a chutzner open and you want to close it off on one side, you need a board, a pass of arba tfachim. So the Mishabru is going to address over here why by the chutzner do we need a board that's four tfachim, and by the mavui it's enough to have a lechi kolshu. So says the Mishabru, if katan yud gimel, the after bechutzner be'in and dafka pass rochav arba tfachim. Even though by a chutzner you need specifically a board that's four tfachim wide. Hacha hikilu chachamim. Here the chachamim were mekel. V'atam, the reason is shekol shu asui yoser ledira. The more an area is made for dwelling, ule tashmishe hatsneya, and for private use, tzaruch mechitzos yoser gemuros. You need more complete walls. Ulefikach, and therefore, hachatzeros, the courtyards, shedarkon shebali batim lishtamish bahem, yoser betashmishe etzneav lechol. Since it's normal for the balbatim to be using their chatzeros for private usage and for eating, so memelo tzrichos milchitzoseim lios yoser gemuros. We need the walls to be more complete. Sheyeh shem rishis hayachid alein, in order for it to get a shem rishis hayachid, and that's why we said yesterday you need a pasar ba'a. Mehamavuos, they are much more used in private ways than an alleyway. Sheein misham shem behem betashmishe etzneya. No one's doing private things in a public alleyway. Ulefikach dai b'mavui b'lechi. That's why over here in tonight's sif, a mavui to close up the fourth side, all it needs is a lechi kolshu. Va'ayin lekamon sif chavav. This whole heter of the mavui on the fourth side with the lechi is only when the opening is not more than 10 amos. Va'od pratim ayin sham, for more details, see over there. Sivkotin yudal, the lechi can be kolshu, afilu pachos mi'etzba, even less than a finger. Sivkotin tezvav, the pesach amavui, you put it by the pesach amavui, ayin lekamon, sif lamed aleph. Sivkotin tezayin, asar tfachim, it has to be 10 tfachim high. Miruvachim velo mitzumtzamim, we've discussed previously, there's different types of tfachim, they can be more exacting, more mitzumtzum, or more berevach, so you have to use the larger size tfachim. The asara tfachim mahani afilu lamavui shagavoa esrim amma. And a 10 tefach lechi is good enough, even if the walls of the mavui are very high, they're 20 amos high, like we discussed last night. The lechi, the board, does not need to be more than 10 tfachim. Sivkotin yuzayin. The Rama ended the sif and said, Even if you tied a person to the side wall, that also could be used as a lechi. Says the Mishabura Yadzayin, Umayri Shalo Hodio Shehemido L'Shem Lechi. The fact that we say you have to tie him up, we're talking about a case where you do not inform him that you're using him as a lechi. Se'im came bevada yelechlo. So if you didn't inform him, for sure he's going to walk away at some point over Shabbos. Shalo Yamo Tsham Kalayom, he's not going to stand there all day. Lachain Ba'ina Dafka Kashar. Therefore you got to tie him up. Picture the scene. You tie up your friend to be used as a lechi because you don't tell him what you're doing. That's what the Ramah says. Afilu kasha sham adam. You would tie him up because you didn't tell him what you were doing. However, v'yesh machmir mafilu bahodio. Some say the person has to be tied up even if you did inform him that he's being used as a lechi. Kashem yishkach v'yelech misham. Even if he knows, he might forget and he might walk away. So he had to be tied either way. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Dalit. Im yesh k'tzas kosel beruach revi'i. If there is a little bit of a wall that is on the fourth side of the mavui, ole mishum lechi. That wall can count itself as a lechi. Ubilvat shehebo rocha tefach, as long as it has the width of a tefach. So says the Mishabura, if katan yudches im yesh tzas kosel after lo nasa l'shem lechi, even though this part of the wall was not placed there to be a lechi, kaimalon de lechi ha'omen me'elov gam ken kosher. We hold that even a lechi that is standing on its own, you didn't place it there, it's still going to be kosher, like we'll see later in Sefer Aleph Ayin Shem. It has to be a rocha tefach ayin bir alocha. So look in the bir alocha, the last words on page 438, ubilvat shehebo rocha tefach. Hamechaber ozel l'shitoso. This is the mechaber l'shitoso of what we discussed last night. The pasak le'elu paskin above gam l'inyan chotzer. He said the same thing. If you remember in last night's shir by a chotzer, the b'nishtayer min apirza, that if you have an area of wall left over from the break, b'inan shihei dafka paschal tefach mikan mikan. The mechaber said if you're putting up the two boards on the two sides, it can be a kol shehu. But if it's left standing by the break, it has to be more. It has to be a tefach. So here the Mechaber is saying the same thing over here. In Siv Gimel, the Mechaber said, if you're placing a lechi, it can be a lechi koshu. In Siv Dalet, when he says there's a little bit of wall that's there, kikan does a lechi, all of a sudden here he says it has to be a rocha tefach. So that's the Mechaber l'shitaso. V'chomir hadover yoser. When you're placing new lechis, new walls, it's more chomer mim osa pasan l'chadchila desagi b'mashu. When you're using existing walls, we're more machmir that it be larger than when you're putting it up for the first time. Lefiza, according to this, we discussed last night in the Bir Lochem from various Rishonim, the Mishabura Buradan as well, that we hold and many Rishonim hold there's no chiluk. The Mechaber holds there's a chiluk, but others hold there's no chiluk. Whatever you can use, if it remains, that's what you can build the same way. The same way you can build a kolshu, it can remain a kolshu, is also going to be fine. And memela visagi b'mashu. So hu adin b'inyanenu l'inyamavui, we'll stop there. In the Bir Halacha is just saying, although the Mechaber over here is saying that when you put up a lechi, it could be a kol shehu. But if you have a little bit of a wall remaining, it has to be a tefach. That's the Mechaber l'shitaso, that when you're putting it up, it could be smaller than when it remains up. But according to those we've shown them, and there are many of them that we mentioned last night, that they're not mechalik, whatever you can use, if it falls down and you're rebuilding it, you can use if it's left. So same thing over here, you would not need to have a lechi of a tefach. If it remains, you could also have a lechi of a kol shehu. Let's see the Mechaber Vayter one more sif hey. Lechi di inoshev bezika. A lechi that if the wind would blow, lo matzi koi, the lechi would not stand, lo choshev lechi. That's not a lechi. A lechi has to be able to withstand the wind. Says the Mishabura, sif katan chav. Lechi di inoshev. Vehu adin kishosin tzuras ha-pesach. The same thing the Mechaber is saying here by a regular lechi will be the case also by a tzuras ha-pesach. It's no better than a mechitza that's not able to stand in a regular wind. She'ena mechitza, which is not a mechitza. So the same way a mechitza that can't withstand a regular wind is not a mechitza, so to a lechi or the side posts of a tzuras ha-pesach, if they can't withstand the regular wind, they're not going to count as a lechi. V'afilu ein haruach mapilo la'oretz. Zokta mishabu. Even if the wind is not going to knock the lechi down, ela meinido, it's just going to make it sway in the wind, it's still going to be a problem. Kamosha kasav esimin shin samach beis of aleph, like we saw earlier. Sivkoton kaf aleph lo choshev lechi. That's not called a lechi. And literally, it appears to me Let's say you make a lechi that on the bottom part it's very strong, it's not swaying at all. For example, you set it up with a nail. You tied it well to the wall. And for that reason that you put it on very well, it's not swaying. So the first 10 tefachim from the ground up, it's not going anywhere, it's very, very strong. Just above that amount of 10 tefachim, which is really all you need, there it starts swaying in the wind. Mipnei rov gavo, because of its great height, that is going to be kosher. Didal mashe lamala, take away that which is on top. Nishar gamke shelachi. Lamaisa, you have a shelachi of 10 tefachim, that's fine. The fact that it's a little bit higher and because of that it's swaying, that is not a problem. Zakta mishavura, as long as the bottom 10 tefachim are strong and they're not going anywhere, even if the top part is swaying, it's going to be kosher. We'll stop here and continue the next year.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.